This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We're only between 5 and 10 minutes away from our countdown, which is the very last live broadcast from Bourke Street before we start broadcasting remotely via the Victorian Pride Centre. I wanted to...
Backbone, Macca. They are the backbone.
The backbone of Joy. Long-serving, hard-working, dedicated, extraordinary volunteers who've given decades of their life to this station. Anne Hamilton and Chris Furneaux. Anne, how many years?
19 and a half.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You get less for manslaughter, don't you?
You do. So 19 and a half years, Anne. That's a very, very long commitment to Joy.
A labour of love.
Yeah. Yes. How did you stick it for that long?
I have an answer. Just straight to my head, because it's the people involved with Joy. And I'm talking about a family. It's the volunteers, the staff, our membership, the ones that make contact with us, our supporters, our sponsors, our patrons. They make it worthwhile. My tears are coming because it's something that I've valued.
Yes.
That connection, whether it's a personal support or a hug or whatever it is. It's just a space that is safe, makes you feel comfortable, make you feel loved, and the community responds to that, and that was my payback from being loved all those years ago.
Yes.
Was to volunteer, and I've stayed volunteering because of people.
And I know, you know, you're going to be stepping back soon. You are going to help us in the transition to the Pride Centre. Yeah. And I know you're going to say no, but we are going to have something special. We're going to do something special for you at the Pride Centre.
You better be there, Anne.
Yeah, yeah.
You better be there.
So
I had heard a little rumour that you were retiring on us.
Yes.
Stepping back, Anne will still maintain an interest and have a voice at Joy. Chris Furneaux, how long's your sentence been?
23 years.
23.
Wow. Well, that's actually longer than Joy's been on air, Macca.
No. Joy's 27 this
27,
year.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
I came in just to do a little bit of a couple of hours a day, a couple of hours a week in South Melbourne. And they said, oh, can you come in again tomorrow? And, you know, tomorrow came just days and weeks and months, and it was my new life. It was an opportunity for me to actually be part of the gay community at that stage, which I hadn't been part of because of the stigma at that stage of our collective coming out. And it was just great to be part, and it was helped me with my coming out as well, to get the confidence and to really feel as though there was a big organisation, a big community outside just the four walls of Joy.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow.
I've gotten into a lot of trouble since then.
And Chris, will you be continuing on at the new centre? Fantastic.
Yes, yes. He's like a homing pigeon.
Have you been to see us, by the way?
Okay.
Have you been to see the new studios?
Yes. I've got some photos already.
Oh, wow.
So good. But yes, there's another step in the process of Joy's development and role in the community. And in Australia as well. It's wonderful.
I think it's interesting, were at Coventry Street, round figures, 14 years. Here, 13 years. Let's hope, you know, the Pride Centre is, you know, we surpass that, which I'm sure we will.
Technology will take us to a certain point, and then we'll have to get a new batch of...
Well, that's right.
So, you know, there will be a time.
Now, your final message, you've got about 15 seconds, Chris. Your final message to Joy listeners from this site.
Oh, thanks for the warning. We're growing stronger every day with your support. We do play an important role in the life of gay Australia, and we should be proud of the time that we've already used to get to where we are today.
That's wonderful.
And Anne? Yeah, wheel up to the mic.
What's your message, Anne? Give us your final words.
I'll qualify. When Chris says gay, he means the alphabet, so there's no exclusions there. Just be kind to each other. Just be real, and the rest comes naturally.
Thank you. Thank you for your really, you know, your decades of service. I know it's made a difference to how the station functions. You've certainly been a part of every single time I've been at Joy. You've been there and been a good sounding board for me, told me from time to time when I've done wrong, which of course is just quite rare. but yeah, so thank you. I want to thank everyone who's worked so hard over the years to keep Joy at Bourke Street, and everyone who's listened, everyone who's a member, everyone who's a sponsor, everyone who's done anything to keep Joy on air. There's been many, many thousands of you. Thank you so much to Chris and Anne. It is a sad day for us, but it's actually a happy day as well, because we're moving to a new facility at the Victorian Pride Centre. So we're now going to do a special countdown. When we get to zero, that will be the last voice you'll hear out of Joy at Bourke Street.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.